Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is actively seeking out substitute teachers and support staff throughout the district. While the numbers of COVID-19 being low on the Kenai has fortunately allowed students to attend classes in school, a safety net of substitutes must still be established to allow for staff showing symptoms to be able to stay home without putting a strain on each school. Superintendent John O'Brien spoke with KSRM on Tuesday about the need.
Big push right now in our schools for substitutes. We need substitutes and, you know, for teachers, school nutrition, special education, secretaries, custodians, you name it. We could, if you're wanting to help your school district out, sign up to be a sub. That would be much appreciated. We are going to experience that more need for subs this year because we do have that strict symptom-free protocols both for staff and for students. So in the past, you know, a staff member might not quite be feeling tip-top but would power through a day because they just wanted to be there for their students. But we are asking all staff and students, if you are exhibiting any symptoms, to stay home, so that you don't spread the flu, or, you know, in worst case scenario, if it is COVID. So we are in need of substitutes.
He also mentioned that strides have been made to increase pay for substitutes in recent years.
We gave a nice little bump in all areas last year, effective this year. So hopefully that will help. And I understand that there are some folks out there that may have recently experienced, you know, a job loss due to the pandemic and businesses struggling. So being a substitute is a good way to help out your local school district, but also, you know, make a little bit of extra.
Interested applicants can fill out the application online while browsing current vacancies. Additionally, the district suggests calling them if you have questions or requests for assistance. The online application link and their phone number can be found on our website, radiokenai.com. Alaska plans to allow the online sale of raffle tickets for the first time to help nonprofit organizations faced with limited fundraising opportunities because of coronavirus restrictions. The State Department of Revenue approved the temporary change over the summer, allowing organizations holding charitable gaming permits to sell raffle tickets and draw winners online, according to Alaska Public Media. State Gaming Unit Director Katrina Mitchell said this is the only instance in which any online gaming has been permitted in Alaska. This rule change is limited to raffles and is set to expire November 15th, and that's with the scheduled end of the state's COVID-19 emergency disaster declaration. Alaska Excel, which provides education and career training to rural youth and young adults, partnered with 10 other nonprofit groups for the second Great Alaska Duck Race on September 12th. The fundraiser involved dropping numbered rubber ducks into Anchorage's Ship Creek, with the swiftest birds winning cash prizes for ticket holders. Alaska Excel aviation instructor Jamie Klaus assists with marketing and said tickets last year were primarily sold at tables around the city. The COVID-19 pandemic complicated the sales strategy this year, but the temporary rule gave the duck fundraiser a flying chance for success. Klaus said, "We weren't sure we were going to be able to hold this one because of the virus, but due to the fact that the gaming laws were changed to be online and we could sell tickets online, we are holding it." Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.